Hello, Galactic Fan. How many of you have questioned the effects of calendars and clocks on our consciousness? How can something so ordinary as the ticking of the clock and the structure of the calendar have a profound effect on our mind? But they actually do. So we will be exploring the connection between time and consciousness. So what is consciousness? Simply put, consciousness is the awareness of being aware. One of the laws of the universe says that energy flows where attention goes, or to put it differently, what you pay attention to is what you become conscious of. And this rule applies whether you're a little kid paying attention to some ladybugs in the grass, or whether you're a multidimensional being looking over the whole galaxy. And what is time? Time is a construct of our mind. Time and consciousness are deeply interwoven because all we ever truly experience is the present moment, one continuous now after another. The only way we can truly experience the past or the future is through our mind. Our mind stores all of our memories, giving us access to the past while in the present moment. And we can actually attach all sorts of emotions to our past events, such as regret, shame, disappointment, remorse. And through these emotions, the past can actually influence our present state of consciousness in quite powerful ways, keeping us from truly being present. And through the mechanism of our minds, we have the capacity to anticipate future happenings more or less accurately, and we can experience emotions that are future-oriented, such as hope, fear, anxiety, dread, and these emotions can also have a powerful influence on our present state of consciousness. And this, again, keeps us from being present. Despite having this capacity to remember the past and anticipate the future, we are only directly aware of what is present. As we enter the memories of the past, we might find ourselves reliving those events, completely forgetting about our present time. And actually, consciousness has the ability to change time, to change our past or future experiences. There is this practice of healing past wounds by reliving traumas and changing our perception of them, seeing the situation from another point of view that gives us the ability to rise above the wounds that have been stored in our unconscious mind. Time does not exist on its own without a mind to perceive it. Time is a concept that is relative based on our state of consciousness. We have this naive image about the structure of time that is very limiting. This image may be suitable for our everyday life, but it's unsuitable for understanding the vastness of the world, the vastness of our own nature and our consciousness. That is because the mystery of time converges with the mystery of our personal identity, with the mystery of consciousness. The study of time does nothing but return us to ourselves. The evolution of time is actually the evolution of consciousness. Consciousness cannot be separated from time. Human consciousness changes with the passing of time. Different ages correspond to different levels of consciousness. So if time is deeply interwoven with consciousness, we can begin to understand that calendars are a device that shape human consciousness. Everything within a civilization revolves around the calendar it uses. Your awareness of what has come before and what will come in the future is all related to the calendar. They are the programming device. All of the values, customs, institutions, and the model of a society and a culture are embedded in the timekeeping system it uses. The Gregorian calendar, with its irregular structure and uneven months, is kind of like an unconscious programming device that operates on a subliminal level, making us repeat the same dysfunctional programs over and over again without us realizing it. Because time is the dimension of our minds, a disharmonious calendar creates disharmony in our mind. Now, the Gregorian calendar was spread out across the earth through the Catholic Church doing God's work. But this calendar wasn't so easily accepted by indigenous people. Most of these civilizations already had their own calendar, which was very deeply connected to the cycles of nature. So, as you can imagine, this process didn't go smoothly at all. They had to kill millions of people to get them to follow the Gregorian calendar. Through the adoption of this calendar that moved us away from the natural cycles of time, our connection to nature was lost. This calendar trapped our civilization's consciousness into the physical realm only. This is why we have placed the pursuit of material goods above anything else, and our consciousness and the earth are consumed by material. The cult itself is the changes. The stream of material changes has no duration of its own. We give it a sense of duration by measuring it with clocks, but this duration is a man-made physical quantity, which means that through the clock, we have further limited time to the material reality. And this is how, through simple instruments such as the clock and calendar that most people use without questioning, we have trapped our infinite consciousness into the third dimension. By trapping time into the third dimension, we are led to believe that the physical reality is the only reality, that other more subtle realities do not exist. This traps our consciousness to have a very limited experience of the world, of reality, and of ourselves. The calendar and the clock together create what is known as the 1260 frequency that I speak about in the video, the artificial 1260 frequency versus the harmonic 1320 galactic frequency. It is defined by the 12-month calendar, the 12 hours within the clock, and the 60 minutes within an hour, 60 seconds within a minute. This 1260 frequency is the frequency of linear and mechanized consciousness. It keeps us trapped in repeating unconscious fear-based programs. Rather than encouraging us toward self-reflection, it keeps us in a state of reactiveness. It is the frequency that keeps us out of sync with nature and with our own inner nature, with our essence. It is the frequency of divide and conquer, the frequency that keeps our consciousness trapped in a perpetual state of conflict. It keeps us enslaved by the ego and the program of service towards self rather than service towards others. This frequency keeps our consciousness fragmented, supporting the illusion of separation. This fragmentation is what makes us perceive that other people, beings, places, or things are separate from ourselves. This is where all division, conflict, and war arise from. And on the opposite spectrum, we have the 1320 frequency, which is the frequency of radial and cyclical consciousness. It is the frequency of the fourth dimension. It's the natural timing frequency found in all of nature, and all beings within the biosphere are attuned to it. It's the frequency of art, beauty, love, and synchronicity. The more people switch their mind to attune to the natural frequency of time, the more everything in our society will start to change. The more we attune to the cycles of nature, the more harmony we will experience both individually and collectively. This is why changing the calendar is such a powerful thing that we can do. The Tunisian calendar, based on the ancient Mayan calendar, is a galactic harmonious calendar that functions based on the 1320 frequency connected to the cycles of nature and the galaxy that can free our mind from the distorted programs that keep our consciousness trapped into the third dimension. We are transitioning from a third dimensional perception of time into a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional perception. In this way, everything will be experienced simultaneously, including all dimensions. As we attune to the cycles of the Dreamsville calendar, we can practice extending our consciousness beyond the notion that the third dimension is the only dimension. We can return to the natural time, we can return to nature, to our inner nature, and we can allow our consciousness to evolve. The 20 solar seals themselves, and the order in which they come in, tell the story of the evolution of consciousness from birth to enlightenment. So that's it. Today. Until next time.